Good evening, everybody. My name's Jeff Penfield here for 88.5 FM. Thank you for making it down. I know today was a little bit of a difficult day, and hopefully all of you are doing okay with that. But thank you so much for coming on out here at the Historic Village Studios. We're really, really excited tonight. It's going to be a very special event. I want to remind you, if you didn't see the signs and weren't told, there's no videotaping tonight. Because we've got Nathaniel Ratliff here next to me, along with
how's it going?
Guitarist Joseph Pope, and they are going to be playing brand new songs. These have not been announced yet, so again, no videotaping, but just want to welcome Nathaniel Ratliff and Joseph Pope III.
Hey, everybody. Thank you. Glad to be here.
So now it's been about 2 years since SOB. A little over 2 years, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what has changed over those 2 years? Is there anything that you feel is different, or for you, does it still feel like it's the same old guy just going out and playing tunes every night?
Well, we've pretty much been going out every night.
Playing tunes.
I'm still trying to figure out what our life should look like, really. You know, we've worked really hard the last couple of years and never expected the record to do what it did. So thank you all for listening and supporting us. We really appreciate it. You know, the people listening has kind of not just changed our lives, but our family and friends' lives, and it's really impacted us in a great way. So hopefully we can do the same for you all, and hopefully you guys will like the new record. So.
And for you, you know, SOB kind of came out of nowhere and really happened quickly. But for you personally, it took a lot of time to build this up. It wasn't something that, you know, you had a long career before you had gotten to this point. What does it mean to you that, you know, after all these years, all this hard work, to finally have a little more recognition and go out in the country and start filling places like Red Rocks and things like that?
It's still pretty wild, and it's weird to be called the son of a bitch all the time.
Now, here's a question. Do you have to ever pay for a drink ever again at a bar?
I just have to say no.
Do you have to turn them down? Do they always like, oh, I thought you said you needed a drink? I'm like, I'm good. Trust me. I've had plenty.
Oddly enough, instead of, for some reason, everybody's drinks always end up on my tab. So
even
if I go to a bar and I'm sitting next to everybody, they just assume that I'm...
You buy more than ever, actually.
Yeah.
You buy more drinks than ever. You're very generous.
Yeah, I'll try. You know, it's just funny. That song was like the last song we recorded for our first record. And it was a song that I was kind of on the fence about. And really, I wrote it as like sort of a filler in the concert to make sure we had enough time to play for 30 minutes. I was like, you know, it's got this one part. We try to get people to sing along, and that should work. And I'll just dance around and act like a jackass. And I had no idea that I was going to have to dance like a jackass for years to come.
Over and over again.
But multiple
times in a day, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah. But I owe, you know, I really owe it to Patrick Meese and Richard Swift. And then, you know, the folks at the label and management for convincing me to record the song. Because I was like, it was the last day in the studio. And I was like, I don't know. Should we do this? And Richard was like, so people like it when you play it live. I was like, uh-huh. Everybody at the label likes it. I was like, yep. It's like, management likes it. I was like, uh-huh. Like, we should probably do it. I was like, all right. And then lo and behold, it's a song that all you guys ended up liking. So really, my instinct is to just not trust my instincts. So, and that's paying off. So.
Well, now you can trust your instincts. You're going into a new album, Tearing at the Seams, and you did return with Richard Swift. What was it about working with him on the last record that you wanted to return and work with him again on this one?
I love the way Richard makes stuff sound. Even, you know, his albums he's done with Damian Girardo, who's a singer-songwriter. I love the way those sound, and I love Damian's stuff as well. And we had the potential to work with other producers because of the record success, but Richard is just a brother to me, and we're close, and I feel comfortable working with him. And you know, when you go into the studio environment, sometimes it's like a clash of egos and between the band and the producer, and it's really not like that. It's really simple with Richard. or for us with Richard, it's everything's relaxed and we really just try to like have a good time and not too good of a time. You know, the thing he always says is just like too easy. You know, we do like one or two takes. This record was mostly recorded where us, the band and myself all kind of playing, performing live. And it's something I've always loved, and that's how records used to be made, is you do a take until it sounds good and then move on. And he would just come in and be like, I don't really know what to tell you guys other than it sounds great. Just got to nail the parts. So it's kind of that, you know? But yeah.
When you're creating songs, when you're writing songs, what is your process typically? Does it start with the lyrics? Does it start with maybe some music? Does it kind of depend from song to song?
It depends on song to song. It changes, but I was saying this earlier, I kind of feel sometimes with a lot of these songs, you look back at them and writing them, it feels like such like an experience that's outside of myself, and that I just get to be a part of it. And so I try to approach it that way instead of, I don't know, it varies all the time, but it's always a surprise to me when all of a sudden we have all these songs and I'm like, I wrote those.
This album in particular too, excuse me, is a lot of songs on this record started as little ideas from various points in your life, not just as new ideas necessarily. You know, and so some of those ideas had been kind of churning for years and years and years and years, and finally just found a time to kind of come to the light, you know?
And there was a couple that I had, like, just got stumped on that I had sitting around before the last record, but I couldn't figure out how to finish them. And so this record has some of that on there, and then some stuff that just kind of came out of nowhere that surprised us all, so...
And Joseph, I just kind of wonder for you with the band, with the Night Sweats, you know, how is it collaborating with Nathaniel? Like, what's it like in the studio together? Does everybody kind of have a little part in bringing everything together? Like, what happens in there?
Yeah, you know, this I've recorded with Nathaniel on lots of projects, and a lot of guys in the band have played. You know, we've played together for years. But this record in particular, I think none of us had really recorded a record quite the way that this ended up being recorded, between three different sessions, two in Oregon and one in another place, and just the writing process being kind of out. Like, Nathaniel's never been shy if he has a new song he's working on, but this was like it was happening all in the same room, and we were discussing it, and then it was instantly being tried. As soon as an idea was finished, we were recording it, and then either going with it or changing it, and. You know, so it was like it felt very collaborative in that way. Although you end up sitting on your ass doing nothing for a lot of it, you know, just kind of waiting and waiting. But it was a lot of just the band in the room and the band doing what the band does and Nathaniel finishing lyrics in another room or finishing a song in another room and then just laying it down.
And that almost, you know, that almost feels like, you know, you're on Stax Records. It just feels like the same exact vibe. You know, it's perfect. Like, it was a bunch of guys in a room, great musicians, all just collaborating together and making music. I mean, what does it mean to you to be associated with a label that had Otis Redding and Carla and Rufus Thomas and Sam and Dave and all these amazing legends? Like, what does that mean to you as you, you know, continue this great, powerful, soulful sound?
When we first talked about working with Stax, you know, it was kind of more like a dream scenario than it was a reality, and for it to be pulled off, and to be a part of that family, and not just artists that came up with great music, but they had, you know, social power and were a part of their communities, which I think we all need to be nowadays, is to be a part of our communities and be aware of what's going on. And so just, I feel, you know, a responsibility to continue to move forward with that. I can't say that I'm in the same boat as any of those artists because they're legends and I still feel like we're still just struggling to figure out our own way. So I'm just kind of blessed and humbled to be on that label, really.
All right. Well, why don't we hear some new tunes? Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats' new album is going to be called Tearing at the Seams. And let's bring the rest of the guys out.
start looking mean. You need something now.
Thanks, everybody. This next song, we've never played this one for anybody, so you guys are the first to hear it. The funny thing about making a record and writing and recording all at the same time is we started writing this back in April and recorded it and then haven't played it since till this afternoon, so it should be fine, though. I printed the words way too small, too, so it's like, oh.
Gonna blow me down. I'm gonna leave. up all night, afraid of what the future might bring. And I feel fine today. I had dreams of you in places I've not seen before. You get so carried away, like love is new, your body's supposed to touch the air. This ain't a getaway. You build walls around your heart to try to lock it in. There's cities in the plains, but you got time, you're on the man, babe. And everybody wants the same. Everybody wants the same thing.
I you have a week to say, baby, I know. You guys doing okay? Once again, thanks everybody for being here, and I know LA is literally on fire right now, so I'm glad everybody's okay, and I hope that you know, the people you care about are all right as well. So, okay. But once again, thank you guys so much for being here this evening. Appreciate it. Thank you guys so much again. My name is Dan Rita with the Night Sets. Thank you guys so much. Y'all have a good night.